This is a song by Nayanananda Das, who's the brother of Hridway Chaitanya, great devotee in Gauralila, and one of the most favored disciples of Srila Gadadhar Pandit. Nayanananda Das wrote a number of Pajavali songs. It's a very beautiful song here. So we'll sing this in, it's called the Sabari Rag, and we'll do the same way we were doing the last few days. We'll have a chorus which we'll sing all together.
Goloka Chariya Prabhu Kena Bhavani Goloka Chariya Prabhu Kena Bhavani Kala Rupa Kino Haila Gora Varana Kani Kala Rupa Kino Haila Gora Varana Hasa Bilasa Chari Kina pahun kande Asabi lasa chari Kina pahun kande Jani te kila gora kora prima fande kora prima fande na jani te kila gora kora prima fande
Double time. Together.
Goloka Chariya Prabhu Kena Bhavani Kala Rupa Kena Haila Gora Varana Kane Yashaiva Padambuja Bhakti Labhya Prima Bidana Parama Pumarta Tasmai Jagan Mangala Mangalaya Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Ananda Lila Maya Vigrahaya Hema Vidibhya Chavishundaraya Tasmai Mahaprema Rishra Pradaya Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Yanaptam karma nishtarna cha samadhi gatam yattapo dhyana yogair Vairagyais chaga tattva stuti virapinat yat tarkitam chapi kaischit Govinda prema bhajam napina cha kalitam yad rahasyam swayantan Namnaiva padurasid avatariti pare yat tatam naomi goram Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Sri Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste
So, this is our last day for examining something about this Ramananda Samvad. And we're thinking this discussion is a very appropriate one for ourselves. Ramananda Roy, who is externally a Sudra, speaking in front of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is a sannyasi. And we're sitting here very shamelessly in front of Sachinandan Maharaj and so many senior devotees. But there's a principle that there may be someone who's very professional in Odissi dance. And that Odissi dancer, he may have a son who's 2 years old. And that two-year-old son can't even walk yet. But sometimes the father is saying, dance, dance. And little boys going like this. And it doesn't look so perfect, but there's some utility there because it brings some pleasure to the Father. So we're trying to say something, even though we're like that little 2-year-old boy who can't walk. We're trying to say something for the pleasure of our Guru Maharaj and for the Vaishnavas, Satchinanda Maharaj and others. So, as we said yesterday, this Ramananda Samvad is a very, very deep, very, very mysterious subject matter with many rahasya tattvas, many confidential secrets within it. Yesterday, we spoke something about how even the different mellows of dasya, sakya, vatsalya are not completely satisfying to the Lord. They're not fully enriched. They're not complete. But only the kanta prema, the love of the Lord's consorts, that's considered perfect and complete. And then we describe something about different consorts according to different types of rati from Ujjalinilamani, Sadharani rati, Samanjasa rati, and Samartha rati, or the rati possessed by Kubja, by the queens of Dwarka, and by the gopis of Braj. And then we touch very briefly on how, even after hearing that, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Ehoya, this is okay, Agi kaha ar? Can you say something more? And Ramananda Roy was astonished. He said, I've never met anyone who can ask for something more after this, after Gopi Bhav. So he said, well, there is something more. And then he spoke about Srimati Radharani. So we'd like to read a few verses from Chaitanya Charitamrita in the discussion of Ramananda Roy and what he told Mahaprabhu.
Krodha kori rasa chari gela mana kori tanre na dekhiya vyakula Hoyla Shri Hari.
When Radharani, out of anger and resentment, left the rasa dance, Sri Krishna, not seeing her, became very anxious.
Samyak Saravasana Krishna Rasa Lila Rasa Lila Vasantade Radhika Shrinkala.
Krishna's desire in the Rasalila circle is perfectly complete, but Srimati Radharani is a binding link in that desire.
Tanha vinu rasa lila nahi maya chite mandalicha dhiya gela Radha Anbeshite.
The rasa dance does not shine in the heart of Krishna without Radharani. Therefore, he also gave up the circle of the rasa dance and went out searching for her.
Itastata brahmi kahan Radha napana Vishada korina kama vane kina.
When Krishna went out to search for Srimati Radharani, he wandered here and there, and not finding her, he became afflicted by the arrows of Cupid. And it said that Vishada korina, he began to lament. This is a very, very amazing principle. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but he's lamenting? This is a very, very deep and very, very confidential tattva. We may hear something about the prowess and power of the President of the United States, but you don't hear, people don't talk about when he cried because his mother died when he became bewildered by something. That's very confidential. So Krishna is a person. And he also has a very, very confidential side. And this topic is coming out in this Ramananda Samvad. We should understand something about the positions of Radha and Krishna. I want to speak about a few different topics today. These are all things that we had the good fortune to hear from our revered spiritual master. And they're not things that I have qualification to speak on, but I have an obligation because he told me that you must speak these things and you must repeat these things. That's our service. And we're trying to do it for his pleasure. We may question, what is the necessity of hearing these kind of higher topics? Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, here at Radhakund, in 1932, gave a lecture. We just printed this recently in our latest issue of Krishna Kathamrita magazine. So if you want to get this, you can find it there. He said, all these days we've not spoken about Leela. Why? Because this is our most confidential asset. This is our only sadhya. But one should not make the mistake of thinking that Anarthanibriti is a prayojan. We shouldn't make the mistake of thinking that to become free from material desires is our goal. That's a mistake. That's a very heavy statement. I've heard so many devotees in so many places say, if I could just be free of my material desires, everything would be good. And they pray like that. That's their goal. But Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur was saying, no, that's a mistake. One thinking like this will never enter into artha prabritti. Artha prabritti means our goal. If all you're thinking about is anartha nibritti, giving up the bad things, you'll never get the thing that we want. For this reason, he said, I will begin speaking about Ashta Kaliya Leela, or the daily pastimes of Radha and Krishna. He said, I know that you're not ready to hear it. But we should know that such a transcendental idea exists within the realm of devotion. This is why anartha nibritti is essential. After the realm of anartha nibritti is artha prabritti, pure conjugal service to Radha and Krishna. This is a transcendental reality. If we do not know of this transcendental reality, then all our efforts may end in nirvisesha vad. In other words, if all we're doing is trying to become pure, trying to become free from our material desires, then we may become mayavadis. Thakur Bhaktivinoda in Sajjana Toshini, he describes different types of bhakti, different types of bhakti abhas. And he says, principally, there's chaya bhakti abhas and pratibimba bhakti abhas. Chaya bhakti abhas means a shadow of bhakti, and pratibimba bhakti abhas means a reflection. Of the two, pratibimba bhakti abhas looks much better. If you see a reflection of a tree in the water, you can see the color of the tree, you can see the color of the leaves, and things look much sharper. If you look at the shadow, there's no color there. It's not very sharp. So it looks better, the reflection, the pratibimba in the lake. Pratibimba means reflection. But pratibimba bhakti abhas is the bhakti abhas performed by the impersonalists, who may be performing different angas of bhakti, but their goal is nirvisesha vad. Their goal is to merge with the Supreme Lord. And chaya bhakti abhas is that bhakti abhas with a devotee who's apichet sudaracharo. Bhajate mam ananya bhak. Sadareva samantavya samyagi vasito. He's doing some improper behavior. But he has a goal of Krishna. So Bhaktivinoda says that these two, the Pratibimba Bhaktivas looks much better. The reflection in the water. Just like sometimes the Mayavadis look better than the devotees. It's true. Honestly, you can read on the internet. Don't do that. But you can read so many scandals and terrible things have happened to some of the dear followers of Srila Prabhupada. But you may read about some Mayavadi who's very, very pukka in following celibacy and different rules and regulations like that. They may look better. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, no. Even if that devotee is fallen, the devotee is better. The Chaya Bhakti Abbas, although it doesn't look as good as the Pratibimba Bhakti Abbas, it's connected to the tree. Whereas the Pratibimba Bhakti Abbas, it's separated. So the devotees, they have as their goal this Artha Prabhriti. And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says, those who have chanted Harinam for 15 or 20 years should know such things. The beginners need not hear these topics or they'll misunderstand. These topics are for certain audiences, not for all. Also it is said, apana bhajana kata na kahibe jatatata. One should not reveal one's bhajan to others. If we disregard this instruction of our previous acharyas, then there may be a permanent fall from the realm of devotional service. So this topic is for us. Srila Prabhupada gave everyone Krishna book, which included the topics of Ras Leela. He wanted that Krishna book to be put in every person's house. How is that? It's such a confidential topic. At the end of speaking about the Ras Leela, Sukadev Goswami spoke an important verse to Maharaj Parikshit. Vikriditam rajavadu biridam shavishno shadanvito nishunayadata varnayadyaha bhaktim param bhagavati pratilabhya kamam ridrogamasa pahino chachirena diraha. He said, my dear Maharaj Parikshit, don't have any doubt. By hearing about the Vikriditam rajavadu bir idam shavishno, the pastimes of the Lord with the gopis, the Brajabadus. Then if someone hears this with faith, then bhaktim param bhagavati pratilabhya, they'll get the topmost bhakti. And hridrogamasa pahinocha chidena dira. The hridrogam, the disease of the heart, lust, will go away. If we hear from the proper source, if we read Srila Prabhupada's Krishna book and we repeat what Srila Prabhupada has said. In Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, he's commented on this, that by using the tense of the verb pratilabhya, which means having attained, it's clear that bhakti manifests even when there's still lusty desires in the heart. Because bhakti is paramasvatantra, it's supremely independent. And therefore, hridroga masa pahinocha chirena dira. We should hear this thing, even if there's some hridrog, some disease of the heart. We should understand the position of Srimati Radharani and of Krishna, and what is our goal. Radharani, she's Ramani. She's a supreme enjoyer, but Krishna's Ramana. He's a supreme object of enjoyment. Krishna is a supreme pranaya, beloved, and Radharani is a pranayi. She's the relisher of that. Krishna is Ashradika. He's that which is tasted. And Radhika is Ashradita. She's the taster. Krishna is Priti Vishroy, the object of love. Radharani is Priti Ashroy. Krishna is Purna Shaktiman, the full possessor of all energies. Radharani is Purna Shakti. Krishna is Rasaraj, the supreme relisher of all the different rasas. And Srimati Radharani is Mahabhava Moyi. She's the personification of the last limit of love for Krishna, of rasa. So, Krishna, he's a supreme relisher. But there's one thing that he couldn't taste. Krishna describes in Chaitanya Charitamrita,
Nija prema sare mora hoya jaya lada taha hoite koti guna radha prema svada.
He says that whatever pleasure I get from tasting my love for my devotees, the love that I have for Radharani, Radharani gets 10 million times more relishment than me by relishing me, by loving me.
Vishaya jati asuka amara svada amma hoite koti guna ashrare alada.
He says, I have what's due to me. I get to taste the pleasure that the Vishraya Vigraha, the object of love, is entitled. But the pleasure that Radharani gets, she's the abode of that love, is 10 million times greater than me. Therefore, Krishna came as a son of Mother Sachi for three reasons. Because his desires were not fully complete in Gaura Lila, in Krishna Lila. What were those desires? The sixth verse of Chaitanya Charitamrita describes Shiradhaya pranaya mahima kidrisovanayaiva swadyo hinad bhuta madhurima kidrisovamadiyaha sokyam chashyamanana bhavata kidrisam veti lobhat tad bhavaja samajani sachi garba sindhu harindu. Just as the moon arises from the ocean, so Krishna came as a son of Mother Sachi and emerged from her womb to fulfill three desires that weren't fulfilled in Krishna Lila.
Shri Radhaya Pranaya Mahima Kidriso.
Kidriso means he was wondering, what is a Pranaya Mahima? What is it that Radharani is relishing and tasting? And he wanted to know,
Vanayaiva Swadyo Yenabhuta Madhurima Kidriso.
What is it that she relishes, Swadya? What is it she's tasting? It's more than what I'm getting. And sokyam chashyamanana bhavata kidrisam. What is the sukh, the happiness that Radharani is experiencing? Krishna can't understand it. It's not possible for him. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He's complete in all potencies. He can do anything. But this one thing is beyond him. And so he had to come as Gaura Avatar, as a son of Sachi Mata, in order to taste that thing. We're compressing many, many things. The day morning is very difficult. So Rai Ramananda, he spoke about the glories of Srimati Radharani. And after hearing that, what did Chaitanya Mahaprabhu say? Ehoya. This is very nice. Agi kaha ar? Can you say something more?
Ramananda Roy said, Iha vari bhuri gati nahi ar.
My intelligence can't go beyond this. And then he paused for a moment. Mahaprabhu is requesting me. He said, well, there is another topic. But you've asked me previously to quote Shastra to support everything that I say. But this topic, I won't be able to quote Shastra. Still, I have some feeling in my heart, some idea. And if you like, I can explain that. And so he started to say something. At that time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu reached over and put his hand over Roy Ramananda's mouth. Srila Prabhupada comments about this. He said, because this is a very high topic and it's not for everyone. Do you know, I heard many years ago that there is some group of Mayavadis who are reading Chaitanya Charitamrita. And they had a very interesting interpretation of this. They said that Mahaprabhu covered Roy Ramananda's mouth because he's about to speak about Nirviseshvad. Well, we don't accept that. Because actually, Kaviraj Goswami, he says, he gives what Roy Ramananda spoke after that. Why was Mahaprabhu covering his mouth? Because Roy Ramananda was going to speak something about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Roy Ramananda, he composed his own song, which is found in Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya, 8th chapter, text 194.
Pahilehi raga noyane bangi bela anudina badala avadi nagela Nasa Ramanana Hama Ramani Dumana Mano Baba Peshala Jani Esakis Esaba Prema Kaini Kanutame Kahadi Vicharale Jani Na Konjulun Duti Na Konjuluna Dum Keri Milane Madhya Chanchapana Asahi raga tum beli duti sapuruka prema ki aicha nariti.
Prabhupada translates this. These are the words of Srimati Radharani. And Radharani is speaking these words after Krishna left Vrindavan. She's speaking to Krishna. And she's speaking about her madness and separation from Krishna. And she said, alas, before we met, there was an initial attachment between us brought about by an exchange of glances. This is called Purvarag. In this way, attachment evolved. That attachment has gradually grown. And there's no limit to it. Now that attachment has become a natural sequence between ourselves. It is not that it is due to Krishna, the enjoyer, nor it is due to me, for I am the enjoyed. It is not like that. This attachment was made possible by mutual meeting. This mutual exchange of attraction is known as Manubhav, or Cupid. Krishna's mind and my mind have merged together. Now, during his time of separation, it is very difficult to explain these loving affairs. We put together a book some years ago of talks of our Guru Maharaj called Mathura Meets Vrindavan. And in chapter 9 of this book, our Guru Maharaj explains a lot of this book, Srila Prabhupada's book, The Ultimate Goal of Life. And he speaks about, Prabhupada speaks in this book, about this thing which is known as Prema Vilas Vivarta. When Radha and Krishna became one. And Gaurgavinda Maharaj, he says, this is Prema Vilas Vivarta. There's no difference between Ramana, the enjoyer, and Ramani, the enjoyed. Ramana is Krishna. Ramani is Radha. In Prema Vilas Vivarta, there's oneness. Nasa Ramana, Nahama Ramani. It's not that he's the enjoyer and I am the enjoyed. Duhun mana manubhava peshala. His mind and my mind have become one. This is the last stage known as Madanakya Mahabhav. Madanakya Mahabhav is Radha's attitude. There's no difference between the lover and the beloved. The minds of these two, Krishna and Radha, are crushed together. Peshala means crushing. Then it is transformed into a form known as pranaya. So this is a very big subject matter. What is that pranaya? Why does Kaviraj Goswami use that word? But this Prema Vilas Vivarta, this is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And this is why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu covered Ramananda Roy's mouth. Oh, don't speak about me. Mm-hmm. But he got some pleasure from that. Mm-hmm. Goloka Chadiya Prabhu Kena Bhavani. Why did the Supreme Lord leave Golok? Why did he change his dark form into a form with a fair complexion? Hasabilasa Chadi Kena Pahun Kande. Why Hasavilas Chadi? Why did he leave his happy pastimes? And Pahun Kande start crying. What kind of pastime is this? Huh? Nayananda Das says, Na Jani Tekida, I don't understand. Why and for whom did Gora set this trap of ecstatic love? Kshani Krishna, Kshani Boli, Kande Gana Gana. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. One moment he's calling out Krishna, Krishna, and crying. And the next moment, Kshani Saki Saki Boli Kore Rodani. He's calling out Saki Saki, Gopi Gopi. Matura Matura Boli Kore Vilap. He's calling out Matura Matura and crying. And then he calls out Akura. Kshani Kshani Boli Chi Chanda Chandana. And then the next thing is, he says, ah, Chanda, nonsense moon. Huh? Nonsense sandalwood paste. What does this mean? It requires some explanation. The moon is supremely cooling. If someone has a fever, then they take shelter of the moon. And a son of Mother Suchi has a fever. It's called Vipralamba Agni, Vipralamba Jwara, the fire of separation. He has a fire burning in his body, which is known as Mahabhava Mayi Radha. Radharani is in Krishna, in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's heart. And the fire of her separation is burning. So he's saying, moon, you give so much cooling rays to everything, but you're useless. You can't cool me. Sandalwood paste, chandan, you're very, very cooling, but you're useless. Your cooling qualities have no effect on me. Dulaya lotai kande jatani jajana. He rolls in the dust and cries, surrounded by his associates. So Nayanananda, he's seen this thing. In the last two verses of the song, he says that Gadadhar Kande, the Gadadhar is crying. Because I saw my Guru Maharaj, Gadadhar Pandit, Nayananda saying this. Nayananda is a very dear disciple of Gadadhar Pandit. I saw Gadadhar crying. And he would hug Sachinandana Gaurahari, Roy Ramananda Kande. Roy Ramananda is also crying. They're tossed back and forth like a leaf on the wind. Huh? Gets knocked from one direction to the next by pranaya vikale. There's different stages of love. Sneha, man, pranaya, bhav, rudabhav, Ruda Mahabhav, Adi Ruda Mahabhav, Modanaki Mahabhav, Madanaki Mahabhav. The stage known as Pranaya is also known as Vishramba, when the lover and the beloved become one. And the devotees, they've experienced this. And this is why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Roy Ramananda didn't speak about Shantaras, because there's no mamata. There's no sense of oneness. And this is why this verse, Gyane Prayasa Mudapashyana Manta Eva, is so important. This verse rejects all the previous conclusions Ramananda Roy offered and sets the foundation for everything following. Because this verse says that our process is to give up speculation and Jivanti Sanmukaritam Bhavadiyavartam. Just hear from your Gurudev. Vishrambena Guru Seva. The same word Vishramba, which means when the lover and the beloved become one, is used by Rupa Goswami in his Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. That the disciple should become one with his guru. Just as Roy Ramananda has become one, the word used here by Nayanananda Das, Roy Ramananda Kande Pranaya Vikale. That Roy Ramananda has become one with Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu is speaking through Roy Ramananda. So Vishrambena Guru Seva, this is also the proper disciple. Krishna tells Arjuna, Nimitta Matram Bhava Savya Sachi, you be my instrument. So the devotee aspires for that. And this is Ramananda Samvad. So, my Guru Maharaj, he gave one lecture which we attended in Bhubaneswar. And we also printed that in this book, Embankment of Separation. It's the fourth chapter in Embankment of Separation. And he began this lecture and he said, this is a vast ocean. You can't even approach the shore of that ocean. So difficult it is. He says, this is a very big topic. I'm confused. I've tried to enter into this big ocean and I don't know which way to go. This way or that way? It's such a big topic. And he said, why did Ramananda Roy faint? Why did Ramananda Roy faint? It's a very big subject. You could say that because he realized that Krishna and Radharani become one as Mahaprabhu. Roy Ramananda, he's told Mahaprabhu, Pahile dekhi lun tomara sanyasi swarup, ebi toma dekhi muni shyama goparup, tomara samuki dekhi kanchana panchalika, tandra ghora khantye, tomara sarva anga dake. First I saw you like a sannyasi, but now I see you Shamsundar, a black cowherd boy. Now what do I see? You're appearing like a golden doll, and your Sham body appears covered by a golden luster. So Ramananda Roy knew this. He recognized. He saw Krishna. He saw Radharani, that golden doll. And he saw the combination of the two. It's Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He knew about this thing. Then Roy Ramananda said, Radhikara bhava kanti kori angikar nija rasa asuditi kori achavatar. I understand, my Lord, that you have assumed the ecstasy and bodily complexion of Radharani. By accepting this, you are tasting your own personal transcendental humor and have therefore appeared as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So it wasn't unknown to him. But why is it that a few verses later, Kaviraj Goswami says, Deki Ramananda hoila anande murchite, darite na paredeha parila bhumite. When Ramananda Roy was looking at Mahaprabhu, and he saw, Deki Ramananda hoila anande murchite, suddenly, when he saw that, suddenly Ramananda Roy fainted. Why did Ramananda Roy faint? Rupa Goswami has described in Ujjalilamani three types of union and separation. Last year we spoke about four types. This is another different consideration than what we spoke about last year. These three types of union and separation have the same names, Bhavi, Bhuvi, and Bhavan. Bhavi in Sanskrit means something which is coming. Bhuta means something which has already taken place, and bhavan is in the act of happening. So there's bhavi viraha, bhuta viraha, and bhavan viraha. Bhavi viraha, something which is coming. When Akura came to Vrindavan, and he hadn't taken Krishna away yet, and the gopis heard that he'd come to take Krishna away, they were feeling intense separation, but they were still united with Krishna. But they were feeling separation that was about to happen. This is bhavi viraha. Bhuta viraha is that separation which takes place after Akura has taken Krishna away. And bhavan viraha is a separation which takes place when right before the eyes of the gopis, Akura is taking Krishna away. And our Guru Maharaj said that These three things are intense, more intense, and the most intense. The most intense being bhavan, viraha. So in the same way that there's three types of separation, there's also three types of union. There's bhavi milan. In Nidavan forest, Radha and Krishna, they've met for the first time. They haven't yet talked. They haven't come together. That's bhavi milan. It's about to take place. And there's bhuti milan, when Radha and Krishna become one. As Prema Vilas Vivarta. And Vishakha and Roy Ramananda has seen both of these. Roy Ramananda and Vishakha, as Vishakha, has seen Bhavi Milan, when Radha and Krishna are coming together before they're united. And he's seen Bhuta Milan. He's seen Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha, Krishna, Nahiyanya, the combined form of Radha and Krishna. But there's one thing that he hadn't seen. He'd never seen Bhavan Milan, or the act of union when Radha and Krishna are coming together. Krishna was thinking to himself, that Mahabhav is there. This is, I'm reading from Embankment of Separation, Gaurgavinda Maharaj's words. That Mahabhav is there in the core of Radha's heart, and I have to get it. Otherwise, my three desires will never be fulfilled. But how to get it? Krishna is very expert in stealing. In Stavamala, Rupa Goswami has mentioned, Kutuki Rashastoma Mhitva. Krishna, who is known as Chora Agaganya, the supreme thief, he entered into the heart of Radharani. And he stole Radharani's love. How could he enter into Radharani's heart? We're trying to condense many things. There's two different categories of gopis. There's the right-wing gopis and the left-wing gopis. The right-wing gopis are headed by Chandravali. And she has a particular quality known as sneha. Her sneha is madhu sneha. It's like honey. Or excuse me, it's like ghee. It's grita sneha. And Radharani's love is madhu sneha. It's like honey. When some heat is applied to ghee, the ghee becomes very thin. But when you apply heat to honey, it becomes very, very thick. So when there's union, this fire of union, the ghee of Chandravali's love, it becomes thin. But when there's union with Radharani, her love becomes thicker. So how is it possible for Krishna to enter into Radharani's heart? In Ujjalilamani, Rupa Goswami describes different types of kanta, or different types of heroines, one of which is known as a Swadina Bhatrika, the heroine who predominates over her lover. And that Swadini Bhatrika Kanta, her nature is that when there's separation, Vipralamba Agni, then her sneha melts like wax in a strong fire. So this Swadina Bhatrika Kanta is Radharani. And when she felt the intense separation from Krishna, Krishna, understanding he wanted to get Radharani's love, he orchestrated this seeming separation so that Radharani's heart would melt. And then at that time, Rasaraj Nilamani, Krishna, entered into the core of Radharani's heart. Ramananda Roy had not seen that before. And therefore he fainted. And Gaurgavinda Maharaj, he compares this to a moon in a champak flower. He says that everyone has seen the moon, and many people have seen a champak bud. But who has seen when the rays of the moon enter into that champak bud and make it blossom little by little? No one's seen that. So he saw how Shyamsasadara, Krishna, who's moon-like, how he opened with his soft hand, petal after petal, the champak bud lying in the heart of Srimati Radharani. And how little by little Krishna entered into Radharani's heart. So Ramananda Roy saw that. And he fainted. He'd never seen that before. He'd seen Bhutinilan. He'd seen Bhavimalan. But he'd never seen this Bhavanmalan. When Radha and Krishna are in the act of coming together. And so, at that time, Roy Ramananda, he fell to the ground unconscious. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu picked him up and Alingana Kori Prabhu Koila Avasana Ashvasana Toma Bhina E Rupe Nadheki Anyajana. He embraced Ramananda Roy. And then he told him, other than you, no one has ever before seen this form. No one has ever before seen this Bhavan Milan that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu manifested before Roy Ramananda. So Mahaprabhu, he told Ramananda Roy, in the end of this Ramananda Samvad, Tanra Bhave Bhavita Kore Akma Mana Tabe Nija Madhujara Kore Ashvadana. He says, my dear Ramananda Roy, I'm Krishna, but I've now converted my body and mind into the ecstasy of Radharani. Thus, I'm tasting my own personal sweetness in that form. And Gorgavindamaya says, this is Gora Tattva. Mahaprabhu is Paripurna Avatar, completely full. He's not an Amsika or a partial avatar like Matsya or Kurma. And Kavi Karnapur states in his Chaitanya Chandradoya, Chaitanya Chandramrita, Yadi nigadita menadya mamsavad gohura chandro natara pisahi kashya chakti lila vikashaha atula sakala saktas charja lila prakashar anadi gata mahatva puna evavatinaha. If someone says that Lord Gorachandra is an Angsa avatar like Matsya, or if he's not like that, then maybe he's a Leela avatar, or he's a Shaktivesha avatar, and he doesn't understand the actual glory of Mahaprabhu, the original personality of Godhead, who's full of all perfect and incomparable potencies and wonderful pastimes. So we offer our obeisances. Kaviraj Goswami says, Koti Pranam, tens of millions of times to Ramananda Roy, because through him, the highest, most confidential tattvas were revealed. About rasa, about the gopis, about Srimati Radharani, and about this prema vilas vivarta, when Radha and Krishna become one as a beloved son of Mother Sachi. And through this discussion, Ramananda Roy, by fainting, he's shown us also this Bhavan Milan, a very, very confidential thing. This Ramananda Samvad, as we said in the beginning, this is the basis of our Siddhanta. And as we said again and again, it has many different hidden corners and twists and secret places. This is a subject matter that we should all study again and again and again. It's a very high subject matter. But Srila Prabhupada, he's written about it in three places in this book, In Search of the Ultimate Goal of Life, in his commentary in Chaitanya Charitamrita, and in his teachings of Lord Chaitanya. Also, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he's written about this in two places. in his purports in Chaitanya Charitamrita and in his book called Roy Ramananda. And they've described this thing because this is so very, very important for us. So we want the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who's Mahavadanyaya Avatar. Prema dana vina vyata daridra jivana dasa kori vita more deha prema dana. We're daridra jivan. Our life is useless. So we're praying to the Lord, the dasa kori vita more. Please give me employment. Give me a job. And give me a salary. Deha prema dana. Give me that Krishna prema. Mahaprabhu is Mahavadanyaya avatar because Krishna prema pradayate. He's freely giving that Krishna prema. But we should understand him in tattva. We should understand what he's come to taste, what he's come to relish, which has been revealed by Roy Ramananda. Otherwise, how can we taste, how can we get the complete pie of Gaura Tattva if we only take one piece of it? We spoke about this on the first day, how Mahaprabhu's pastimes and teachings are like a pie which has two pieces. The big piece is a piece of his preaching, but there's another piece. And if you don't have that smaller piece, then your pie is incomplete. That smaller piece is his relishing Radha Bhav and the Gambira with Roy Ramananda and Sarup Damodar. And this represents our own personal bhajan, which we also have to have. Otherwise, we won't be Purna. We won't be complete. Our understanding of Mahaprabhu will be Apurna, and our hearts will also be Apurna, because we haven't actually wanted to taste the inner thing that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give us. So we've gone well over our time. I'm very sorry. Please forgive me. And please forgive us if we've committed any mistakes or said anything wrong. Thank you very much for hearing all this topic. Srila Roy Ramananda Prabhu ki. Shri Prem Purushottam Sachinandana Gaura Hari ki. Srila Prabhupada ki. Samaveda Bhakta Binda ki. Gopremanandi Hari Hari Bho. Vamsha Kalpadarubhischa Kripa Sindhu Beva Cha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo.